So I have a question. How are small business owners like us, who are spending 60 plus hours a week working in our businesses and are still struggling to make ends meet, who have no time to spend with family, friends, or the things we value most in life, who feel trapped inside of our businesses and it is consuming our lives, how do we get the freedom to be able to work on our businesses and not in them? That is the question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. What's up, everyone? I want to welcome you to today's podcast. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. We're in our second part of our series, Money Rules Investing. And so I really want to talk to you guys today about how important it is to have money rules and money rules around investing. And investing is very similar to gambling. You have very similar risk, very similar things. They are very different, but they do have some very, very unique similarities also. So I've got a great story about gambling, which hopefully I can make apply to investing. So, or actually I have money rules around gambling, so they should apply somewhat to investing. So let me back up and say all that. Now, years ago, I used to gamble, three or four times a year. I'd go to Vegas, and I used to do this with my father. My father's now passed away, and I've stopped gambling. Probably haven't gambled in probably 8-9 years or so. But anyhow, I used to go out to Vegas and to Reno and other places and gamble with my father. And my dad taught me years ago that you have to have rules for everything. Rules are what keep you from going completely broke. And the problem with gambling is that people get addicted to it, and then they just lose all their money. I'm going to win on the next one. And the statistics show that the more you gamble, the more you lose. And so I made up rules with the help of my father about gambling. So I used to play blackjack, craps, and I also used to do dollar slot machines. And so if me and my dad were going to go play craps, we had rules. And the rule was is that you had one pocket that had gambling money in it, and you had your other pocket, you had your regular spending money. And the deal was is that you only put in your pocket, in your gambling pocket, what you could afford to lose on that particular day. And so if it was $500 or $200 or whatever it was, I would only put that into my right pocket, which was in my left pocket, which was my gambling pocket. My right pocket is my everyday money. And so that there's the rule number one is we would only take with us to gamble with what we could afford to lose. Okay. The second part about it was, too, is that once we won a certain amount of money, we would always leave the table. And the third rule was, once we spent X amount of time at a table, whether we were winning or losing, once that time was up, we left. And so these were some very major rules that we stuck by, three major gambling rules that we stuck by. We stuck by this stuff religiously. And so we would go down and we say, okay, we're not going to play any more than 3 hours at this craps table. I'm not going to take more than $500 if I lose it all. And if I win $1,000, I'm going to stop. So if I double my money, I'm going to stop. And these were the rules that I came up with. And what this did is that this made me pretty successful when I did gamble. And don't get me wrong, I lost some too, but I never lost more than I could afford. Because every time I went on a trip like this, I said, I'm going to take $1,000, or I'm going to take $2,000, or I'm going to take $5,000. Whatever I was taking with me on these trips, this was the amount of money I was willing to lose and come back home and be okay with. So it was a mindset of mine. I already had this stuff in a mindset. And so how does this apply to investing? I think this is kind of the same kind of things. You have to understand that the market is going to go up and down. You need to figure out what kind of investing you're going to do. And so the thing about it is that some of these money rules I had for gambling actually transfers very well over to investing, because it's very, because it is, it, it is a risky business investing, and it's a risky business gambling. And so anyhow, so let me just kind of go back into this. Laura Langmire, once again, she has a book called Wealth Cycle Investing. On page 57 of the book, Money Rules, she talks about money rules. She talks about different types of money rules and what they different apply to. And so the thing about it is that the cool thing about money rules is this, is that you get to choose what exactly you, what exactly the rules are. So nobody's sitting here telling you what you can and cannot do. But what we want to do is that we want to try to mitigate as much risk as we can, and we want to be as profitable as we can also. So I'm just going to talk to you about some different types of money rules. But the thing about it is that you have to set these up for yourself. You have to be the one to be able to do these things yourself. Because I'm going to ask you some questions here, and then you need to be answering these things for yourself. So let's just go on and kind of get into this topic real quick, and let's talk about the money rules for investing. So number one, decide whether you want to be an active or passive investor. So that means that are you going to be buying stocks, right? A passive investor is somebody that is like putting money into like a simple IRA or a 401k that there is, because that there is long-term investing, right? And so, but short-term investing, you're talking about stock market. You're going to throw some money in, you're going to let it ride, and that there is more of a gamble than long-term or passive investing. So that there's a big thing that you need to figure out what you want to do. And here's the great thing about it, you can do both. You don't have to just say, hey, I'm just going to do one. No, you can do actually both, which is really cool. All right. So our second rule we're going to talk about here is that are you looking for money now? Cash flow. Are you looking for money later? Appreciation. So what that means is that, so money later is going to be, once again, like investing in simple IRAs, 401ks, things of that nature that you put money in. If you're doing a college fund for your child, that matures whenever they get 18, I think, or whenever they start college, and then they can start taking that money out. So, you know, you're talking about appreciation. You're talking about money later. Cash flow now, you could be talking about, say, tax-free bonds, that there's a great way to have ongoing cash flow. Anything that pays dividends is a great way to get cash flow going now. Or you can play the stock market and you can invest in things, and when they go up, sell them. And that there's another great way to have cash flow now. So that there's the two different things. So it's very similar to the first one, active and passive. Do you want cash flow now? Do you want money later? All right. Decide what kind of return you want on your investment annually. And so the thing about it is that, I mean, everybody wants as much as they can, right? But you got to kind of be realistic. So let's say you want very low and but very accessible pieces. So like you could, like CDs, you may get 1 or 2% on that, but it's low risk. And then you can pull that money out normally whenever you need to. So you need to figure out how much money you're trying, because if you want higher returns on your money, then you're going to have to incur more risk. So that there's kind of the thing that you just really got to understand. And so, but you need to make these decisions for yourself up front, because you never just want to go into it. Just like I own some cryptocurrency, right? I'm a passive investor. I bought some cryptocurrency. I'm letting it sit there as it goes up and down. I don't care. I'm in it for the long haul. And then if it gets really high, then I'll sell it. So the thing about it is I'm being kind of a passive investor. Do I look at that stuff every day? No, I do not. I look at it a couple times a week normally, but I've invested in some cryptocurrency. And so and some of this cryptocurrency is a super easy way to get in with low money that could possibly be some good returns later on. But that there's a whole different podcast. I'm not telling you what to invest in. I'm not telling you exactly what cryptocurrency I even have. But what I am saying is that you need to look at your options, because we're talking about rules, right? And going into me buying the cryptocurrency, my rule was I'm going to be in it for the long haul. I'm going to invest X amount of dollars, and that's the most money I'm going to invest. That falls back to my gambling rule, right? This is all the money I'm going to be able to gamble with for today, because this is what I'm afford to lose. It's the same for the cryptocurrency I bought. I applied the exact same rule. Okay, so I'm going to spend, let's just say it was $1,000. Okay, this is the money I'm going to spend on crypto. I'm not going to spend a penny more. And if it makes money, it makes money. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm okay. So you need to, because here's the thing about it is that anytime you do any type of investing, there is risk involved. There's always risk involved. And so you knowing what that risk is super important, because the thing about it is that you don't want to pour tens of thousands of dollars into something and then you end up with zero. And that can happen. It's happened in the past to other people. So the thing about it is that you really need to be careful. You need to have overall money rules. How much am I going to invest? So once you get all this settled into your head and everything else, and here's the cool thing about it, you got to write all this stuff down. You have to get it all wrote down, because if you don't get it wrote down, it means nothing. So remember, you got to get this stuff down, and then you can set these things up. Okay, so this is my investing money rules. And the thing about it is that you want to have your money rules broken up into pieces too. That's the reason why I'm doing it in a three-part series, because the money you use to invest is going to be a smaller portion normally than what your income is going to be, right? And it's also going to be a smaller piece than what you normally spend money on. So the thing about it is that this money rule really matters, because you need to figure out how much of your income you're going to put towards this, right? Because it really is important. Okay, I'm going to move on. So the next one is, what is your liquidity needs? Do you need to keep cash on hand or readily accessible for needs? And so that there's another thing. So that will dictate kind of what type of things you're investing in, right? So, you know, if you have more like stocks, and if you have things that your money isn't tied up that you can sell readily, easily, then you have liquid needs. If you're in it for the long haul, so you're looking at 401k or simple IRAs, or a Roth IRA, any of these kinds of things, there is set limits on when you can take that money out. So you need to understand that. You need to understand what your tax ramifications are. How will your taxes be created and minimalized investing? So that there's a huge thing. You need to talk to a tax advisor on this stuff. You need to talk to a tax attorney is probably the best person to do on this. But investments can create huge tax liabilities and create huge tax deductions too. So the thing about it is you need to be sure you know what those are. You need to find you an expert in that field and talk to him about investing. Financial planners are great at these things, especially if you can find a financial planner that was an attorney or a tax attorney or something like this right here. And there's some of them out there. They are unicorns for certain. You won't find a ton of them, but you will find some financial planners that have an attorney background in taxes. If you can ever find that unicorn, hold on to them. And by the way, you will spend a little bit of cash on them too. And then comes our last one is finally, what are the risks and rewards associated with your investments? How do you measure these variables? And do you have a tendency to discount the risk over the rate of reward? And so this goes back to this final one is huge, because we're talking about risk versus reward on this stuff. And so once you figured out how much you're able to lose in investing, right, because that there is a possibility, and I want everybody to understand going into investing, period, on money rules is that you have to understand that you can lose this money. This is very similar to gambling. It's different, but it's very similar in the same things, like I said earlier. And so you really want to go into this and really be thinking about the risks versus the rewards and how long you plan on being in this, right? If you plan on investing for your retirement, that's great. You've got a while. The market's going to ebb and flow. It's going to go up and down, you know. That's great. And so that there is a fairly, I'm not going to say safe, but it is safer than you going and buying individual stocks, to say. Because those things ebb and flow. Because then you're looking for trends and you're looking for them to go up and then you sell them high. Then when they come back down, then you buy them low until then you sell them high. And so that there's kind of the way things happen with like stocks. And I mean, and there's all kinds of things that you can invest in. And so you really need to understand what your risks are, what you can lose. I mean, it's a big deal. And so anyhow, so these are the kind of things that I just wanted to talk to you guys today about having money rules around investing. It's really important. You really need to sit down and write these down. And then I would put them someplace where you can see them on a regular basis, especially if you are really looking. Well, if you're investing in anything, you got to have money rules. Because the thing about it is that the money rules is what's going to keep you sane. The money rules is what's going to let you sleep at night. Just like, how about this? Whenever I went gambling, whenever I went to sleep, say I went for 3 or 4 days or a long weekend with my dad out to Vegas, and we were going to go gamble and just have a gambling trip, right? I never lost not one bit of sleep, ever. Do you know why? Because I had rules on which I abide by, and I was very, very strict about these things. And that there's the whole reason why you have these rules, because they are going to set in motion what you can and cannot do. And you can't say, well, this rule really doesn't apply. Once you write these rules should be set in stone. And you don't ever want to change one of these rules, ever, ever, ever want to change one of these rules in the middle of what you're doing, right? So if you're investing, you said, you know what? I want to change this one rule so I can do this. You don't ever want to do that. You are just shooting yourself in the foot by doing those things. So you really have to be sure that whenever you make these rules, you adhere to them. These are your rules. You've made these rules up. Now, I'm not saying that the rules can't change, but you don't want to change these while you're being active in what you're doing, right? So if you're actively investing in the stock market, you don't want to change your money rules right then to suit your needs for that moment. It's bad, bad, bad. So anyhow, all right. So thanks for listening to me today on money rules. Our next topic is going to be money rules about your business. And I'm going to give you some money rules first on starting a business and then money rules about inside your business. So it's going to be like a two-part piece within this one podcast. And I hope that you will get some good information out of that. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. And folks, I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for joining me today and listening to this episode. Hopefully, what I shared with you will help you in your business journey as we share to help others expand their minds, businesses, and profits. If this episode did help you, be sure to share it with someone else that you know that it will help. We can only achieve our mission if we share it with others and always give first. I hope I can also help you even further by sharing my resources. It is a page that contains all the digital assets we use to expand our business and to help us free up time. The great thing about this page is completely free. Just go to resources.expansioncode.com to get your free access. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a fantastic day, my friends.